Israel, of course, looks at events in Iran with particular interest. Commentators in Israel warn that this is the make-or-break year to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions. But there's a lot more on the Israeli political agenda, and it's all fodder for the country's political cartoonists. One of them is Shai Charka, but Charka is not a typical member of the Israeli cartoonist scene. For starters, he lives in a West Bank settlement. The World's Matthew Bell has this profile.
Shai Charka describes himself as a bit of a fanatic when it comes to drawing cartoons. Ever since he could pick up a pen, he says, he's been sketching caricatures. In his teens, Charka did cartoons about life as a student in Jewish religious school and about Israeli politics. But he had his doubts about ever making a living as an artist.
Because people will tell me what to draw and how to do it.
By age 17, though, no one was telling Charka how to draw. He started getting his stuff published in a youth magazine, and he hasn't stopped. I met Charka in his home. He lives in a Jewish settlement called Sufim. It's a neighborhood of suburban-style single-family homes that sits on a hilltop above the Palestinian city of Qalqilya. Charka reckons he's Israel's only syndicated political cartoonist, who is also a settler.
I really fell in love with that area. The olive trees, the rocks, the hills, everything. The feeling like living in the Bible somehow.
Charka's cartoons are full of biblical references and scenes from Jewish and ancient history. His sense of humor is playful and slightly brutal all at once. The political issues he covers range from Palestinian suicide bombers to Europe poking its nose into Israeli affairs to radical settlers. And Charka gets a lot of inspiration from his own life experience. One of his books, called Beyond the Line, is very much autobiographical. The protagonist is a short, yarmulke-wearing Israeli cartoonist living in a settlement. Other characters include a friendly Arab neighbor, an extremist Jewish settler, a bearded rabbi, and a handsome but not very bright TV reporter. There's a stereotype about settlers, Charka says. People think they all hate Arabs and they're against peace. But that's not the whole story, he says. Charka says he has Palestinian friends and that he would like to live in peace with all his neighbors. But like many Israelis, he's skeptical about the idea of giving the Palestinians a state of their own on the West Bank. Charka says peace will only come when each side comes to terms with the reality that the other side is here to stay. Israelis, he says, have understood that about Arabs, but he thinks the Arabs have never completely agreed. And that's why Charka is against giving up land for the hope of peace with the Palestinians. He thinks the whole two-state solution idea won't work and that the U.S. president is wrong to keep pushing for it to happen. Charka's politics put him in profound disagreement with many Israelis, including fellow cartoonist Uri Fink. But the two men remain good friends and fans of each other's work.
Shai's work should be seen by everybody because it's really, really good. Even if you disagree with the politics, like I do, I still enjoy reading it. And I think the voice of Shai is not has nothing to do with the crazy settlers that you see in the news all over the world.
The day I met Charka, the news was full of reports about an attack by Jewish settlers on an Israeli army base in the West Bank. Vandals slashed tires and smashed windshields, and not far away, an Israeli officer was injured by a rock in another clash with settlers. The incidents followed a string of suspected settler attacks against Palestinian property, including mosques. I asked Charka what he made of it all.
אני מזועזע מהם, מהאנשים האלה. אבל אני כל הזמן רואה את זה קורה.
Charka says he is shocked by these people and that they should be put in jail. But he says he understands where some of their frustration comes from. A few days after we met, Charka published a cartoon showing a masked Jewish extremist standing next to West Bank settlements. The settlements are sitting on top of a giant bomb. The extremist is challenging the Israeli government to try to dismantle illegally built settler homes, and he's about to light the bomb's fuse. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.
Cartoonist Shai Charka has a special technique for drawing President Obama. He showed Matthew Bell just how he does it. You can watch the video at theworld.org.